The fork, because I like Star Wars.
So, that was embarrassing. My mic wasn't on. Welcome back to Flicking Awesome Breakdowns. I'm your host, Trey. With me, as always, is Jared. His sun chips, his trident on his arm for our audio viewers. We're talking about Moon Knight Episodes 2 and 3. All right, there we go. We're back. We're good. All right, so, as always, I'm going to give the briefest and baddest summary of both the episodes, and then we'll get in and give our thoughts, feelings, and discussions. So, episode 2. Not a lot happened.
Every day I wake up, there's a to break up.
There's a man without love.
Every day I start out, and I cry my heart out. Lonely as a man without love.
Anyway, so episode 2, we meet Layla. We find out Mark is married to Layla, and Layla knows about the suit and doesn't know about Steven with a V.
I would never divorce you.
I would never divorce you.
Divorce with a V.
So Steven Arthur tries to get the scarab back from Steven in that episode and ends up getting it back when Steven turns into Mr. Knight and dons his suit. Arthur gets the scarab back that leads to Amit's tomb. That was the high points. We learned that the dogs are invisible to everyone except Mark and Steven. I missed something, and Jared's going to correct me.
We learned that Arthur can summon the jackals with his cane that has god power.
Yep.
That'll
be important later.
We met two officers, Fitzgerald and Kennedy, mm-hmm. Who were after Mark, and Layla was there, and then he was like,
"Oh no, I don't know who's Mark is. I'm Steven."
And then Layla went out on the roof because she suspected it was bad taste. And then we find out that when they take him to Arthur's compound area where he has like a house for all these people, that they are part of his gang. So they keep him there, and then Steven's in handcuffs. Like, okay, y'all, hey. And Arthur's like, yeah, get him out of there. He feeds him. He's like, you're vegetarian, right? Talks about how Arthur used to be the avatar for Khonshu. So he knows sort of what Steven Mark is going through. And then, yeah, Layla shows up because Steven gave the scarab to Layla. And then she shows up because Arthur's all like, where's the scarab? He's like, I have a scarab. And then Layla's like, oh, I'm scared. And Mark's like, motherfucker! Because Mark's talking to him through reflections this whole time. Like, let me take control. Let me take it. Let me take control. No! No! Yeah, and then the jackal chases him. Mr. Knight punches it hard as shit. Yep. And then he lets...
And he floats like a...
Then he lets Mark take over.
He
lets Mark take over. That's so fucking funny, that section. Yeah, because then he lets Mark take over. Mark chases the jackal down, fucks it up, and then he realizes he doesn't have the scarab, loses his fucking mind. And then we get back and, like, we see Layla looking at the scarab on the ground, like from a distance, because she's on a motorbike. Probably has petrol. And then Arthur picks up the scarab, and then I think it cuts to showing us that Mark is in Egypt.
Yes. All right, in episode 3, we are in Egypt with Mark. Actually, I think we start with Harrow, like, at the pyramids. Your trident is very lovely, but unhelpful in this situation. So I'm going to assume we start with Arthur at the pyramids.
He's leading Indiana Jones-esque.
Yes. Indiana Jones mummy-esque searches.
The directors actually said that Indiana Jones was the inspiration.
So. It's a Fight Club situation. And I don't see Edward Norton anywhere except the Hulk movie.
Well, right, if you're familiar with the comic book material, we'll actually see an Indiana Jones poster in the bedroom of Mark Spector when he was a kid.
Anyway, that's our show. Thank you. Sorry it was so short. We're having technical difficulties.
Lick my nuts.
My
diaper.
We're really straying from the breakdown format here, aren't we?
This is idiosyncrasy time. Damn you, Landon.
We're going to talk shit where you can't hear us. Because you don't watch this show.
Anyways, episode 3, Arthur... He's like, hey, bitch, this is Ahmet's tomb. And then cuts to the intro sequence.
Yep.
Which has a funky Egyptian beat type thing.
Yeah, that was really cool. So they get Mark hunting down, basically tracking Arthur, trying to find them.
He's hunting down an informant.
Yeah.
But, and then we see him running along rooftops, and my brain being as fucking big as it is. I was like, huh, that's something he would do, like, as Moon Knight. But then, like, it's daytime. He can't put the suit on daytime.
Oh.
Because why would he been doing that bare-assed?
Mark Spector-esque and not Moon Knight-ish. Yeah. That's a good point. I didn't think about that. So he's trying to get information out of an informant. Ends up blacking out and waking up. And they have been beaten. They're running away from him. And he thought Steven took over. So he started yelling at Steven.
He finds them, a gang that killed the informant.
You just go ahead. You do it.
He starts beating their ass. He has the knife. He's about to kill this person. And then we see Steven and the knife going, don't do it. Don't do it. Because we also see him pull back. He has there's like a kid in the gang. He goes to punch the shit out of him, and then we see him open his hand and just slap his fucking face. That was funny as shit.
Will Smith just slapped the shit out of me.
And then this is the first instance we get of Steven taking over Mark. So we see that Mark is losing his control over Steven. And then when it comes back, he's in a cab. And he's like, where are we going? And the guy's like, you told me to go to the airport. And Mark's like, fuck. And then he sees the two other gang members walking, so he gets out. He's like, tell me where Ahmet's tomb is, blah, blah, blah. Chases him again, starts beating ass in an alley market area. He gets clonked on the head, falls back. And then when he comes to again, he has a knife in the guy's gut. And he pulls it out, and Mark's like, Steven, what did you do? He's like, I swear it wasn't me. I'm a vegan. And then we see the kid laying on the ground. He's terrified as shit. They're on a cliffside. He grabs a little scarfy thing, pulling him over, classic, like, cliffhanger. I come around this too. He's like, oh, God, where's Ahmet? And then slashes a fucking Black Widow's it. And then we see Khonshu.
What do you mean by Black Widow?
Khonshu is just like, bro, you fucking suck. And he's like, I know. And then, your turn.
So then,
He meets up with Layla again. Oh.
Yeah, okay.
He starts walking. He's talking to that other dude on the street. Mm. And she was like, right person, wrong place, or some shit like that. Because he's trying to find where Ahmed's tomb is. So she has some information. She's like, I have an informant from Madripoor. Captain Falcon Winter.
Captain Falcon Winter Shield.
So then they're going, what's that fucking dude's name? Besides Midnight Man. Because the actor, he was the one who got in the skiing accident and passed away before Moon Knight came out. I forget what they were calling him.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, anyways, he's supposed to be Midnight Man, so he'll most likely show up again. But anyways, they go to this like islandish area. They realize Harrow's men are kind of following him. Mark and Layla have this heart-to-heart on the boat, and they're reminiscing about the good old days. They hear a song that was at their wedding, blah, 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 blah. They get this, and there's this big old area. They're fighting with horses and shit, and this dude stops. He's like, horses. And then they're like, what are you here for, blah, blah, blah. The episode starts with Layla getting a passport manufactured by this lady who probably knows Mark and is probably the one who made Mark's passport. I don't think so. It could be, but I didn't get that impression.
I don't know, because she talked about her and her dad a lot. Like, her dad got brought up a lot, so I'm assuming it's a mom.
I mean, maybe. Anyways, the profession on the passport says antiquities dealer, so that's like probably her actual profession, because she knows a lot about this shit.
What's what she said? Because she's...
No! I skipped a whole chunk. The fucking trial was before that, because that's how we found out about Senfu.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Khonshu's like, yeah, we need to fucking talk to the gods. But I haven't seen him in years, because last time I made him mad, they threatened to encase me in stone.
This will be important later once Jared is done chewing.
Okay. So, to get the god's attention, Khonshu does his mystical shit and brings the moon in front of the sun for an eclipse, and then Harrow's like, fuck. Your old theatrics, Khonshu, you silly fucking bird brain. And then, like, a portal opens up for the Ennead to meet, because only the Ennead and their avatars can go through them. Anyways, council, there are 9 Ennead, only 7 thrones in the Pyramid of Giza in which they meet, so we know that Khonshu and Ahmet are just kind of pushed aside. They're not important to the group. They've been cast out. Anyways, Khonshu's talking through Mark. He's like, yo, Arthur's a fuckass. And then Arthur comes through. He's like, actually, Khonshu's a fuckass. And then they're like, don't do this shit again, bitch. So they leave. And then Hathor, Avatar, talks to Mark, the goddess of like love and music and shit. Mm-hmm. She's like, hey, bitch, so I know you're looking for Ahmet's tomb. Only one person actually knows about it. His name was Sefu. In case the gods changed their mind, we needed a safety. Lazy writing. So that's how he starts asking where Sefu's tomb is, because he heard it was sold on the black market, and that's when he talked to the guy. That's when Layla was like, hey, right crowd, wrong fucking practice.
Yeah.
So then she's like, I know a guy who knows a guy who fucked my wife and sister and then my cousin, and then my fish. And then they go on the boat. We're back to where I started. They're at this dude's fucking ranch house in Southern California.
No, Egypt.
Madagascar.
His ranch house in Southern Cala, Egypt.
So they get there. He seems a little off put that Layla would dare bring her husband with her. So he has a little negative energy towards Mark from the start.
The vibes
so they get there, they go to look at Sefu's tomb, they go in. And then they see this thing, and Mark's kind of a dumbass. You know who's not? Steven. Steven knows this shit forward and back. So he's talking to Steven through reflection. Steven's trying to tell him what to do. And then they're like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? And then Harrow shows up. He's like, hey, fuck you. And then destroys the tomb. All of them start attacking. Khonshu's like, put on the suit, Mark. So Mark puts on the suit and starts beating ass. Basically beats everyone's ass. The last we see of... Fuck. I need to know his name. The guy that went to see... I'm pretty sure it starts with an M. Mokar?
No. Anyways.
Last we see of him is Mark throwing a moonerang into his back as he rides off into the mist. So then from there... They are like, yeah, we have to find Amit's tomb. They take all of the pieces of the star map that was on Sefu's mummified body, and they get out of there. So then Layla's trying to figure it out. She can't. She's talking about, she's like, Mark, we need Steven. She's like, he knows more about this. So he lets Steven in or out, depending how you think about it. And then Steven makes a little pretty star. And then they see it has holes in it, and they're like, it's a constellation. We can triangulate. And lazy writing. And then they're like, ah, shit. It'll only work with the stars on that specific night. So Khonshu's like, I lost something once. And he does a little rewind.
A little SpongeBob reference?
I don't know. I've never seen SpongeBob. Is
it? Oh, damn. It's like the. Like, yeah, I don't know. Continue.
Then Khonshu's all like, hey, Mark, Simon says. And then they start doing a little dancey dance. And then the sky rewinds. And then all the gods are like, holy fucking shit. This fucking bird. We told him not to do this shit. So then we see them all doing a kumbaya in the Giza. And.
The kumbaya in the Giza. That is the name of our cover band. That's it. Nothing will beat that.
There's like a chunk of rock that's slowly turning into the shape of Khonshu, and we see him like falling. He's like, Steven, tell Mark to release me. And then he... And then... Layla's doing all the triangulations. And then we see Harrow in Giza... And he's like, could they still hear when they're trapped? And they are like, we think so. So he was like, I enjoyed enacting your justice and all the pain I caused. It's like, and that will forever be my biggest sin. And then just general even like evil ass shit. And then episode ends.
Very good. Thank you. So, right off the bat, the effects are not good. I was hoping they would get better in the later episodes, and they just...
It wasn't, like...
It wasn't terrible. So glaring it's in this one, like...
Khonshu in the daylight just looks rough.
Well, and like I told you, like, that knife that they used in the daylight, I don't know if it was fake the entire time, but every time they had Steven reflected in it, it was awful. It looked so fake. I don't know. It's a good show, but those effects are killing me.
Such a good episode. So, what do you know about Jake Longley?
The other personality?
The third identity.
I knew you were going to bring that up, because you and I talked about it in the, like, either the first episode or
in the first episode.
Or
because
like,
I was talking about how there's always three reflections of
him. Okay, that's right, yeah. So, let me hit you with this. I don't think third episode of a 6-episode show, they're going to bring in a third personality that we have no idea who this is. I'm going to say it's Khonshu. That Khonshu took over for that time to get the information he wanted.
I do think that's a possibility, but when he was talking to the black market guy, He had a completely different accent.
Oh, did he?
And I raise you this. Steven and Mark. Like, Mark knows about Steven. He's conscious of Steven.
Right.
Like, who Steven is. Who asked out the girl at the museum?
That's true.
On the date,
so, yeah.
Who made the reservation at the best steak in town place.
I did think about that, too, because I don't know if you watch New Rock Stars. It was either New Rock Stars or it was Heavy Spoilers, but they brought that
the
up,
heavy
too.
Spoilers one.
And it was like, why would Mark do that? That's not aligning with his goals of stopping Arthur from raising Amit. That's stupid. That's a dumb side quest
he would do.
Yeah. So that's true. I will give you that one. That is a very large piece of evidence.
Aren't you
for the
trying
third
to
personality.
Fuck?
Aren't you trying to fuck? And he's really into steak.
Oh yeah, Mogart. Mogart is his name.
Okay.
But yeah. So I don't know. I'm sure they'll address it. I really want. Like, honestly, I'd even be good with the next episode just being, like, filler.
Yeah.
Kind of explaining. Like, we still have to get an origin of Mark.
Mm-hmm. Which honestly, yeah,
I think what happened in this show. Because that's, I don't know how familiar you are with it, but so they talk about how Layla's dad died at the excavation site. Mm-hmm. Mark was part of that. And he wasn't completely killed, and then his body was brought to Khonshu's, like, temple or whatever, some shit like that. And that's when Khonshu, like, chose Mark as his avatar. So that's why Hera was telling Layla, he's like, Mark knows more about your father's death than he acts, and you won't be happy about it. So that's definitely leading into an origin. But I'd be good with that, and then having, like, a third eye, a Khonshu view, a bird's eye view of every time we've seen Mark lose consciousness so
yeah.
far.
Yeah.
Just to see what actually happens.
Yeah. I would say, I want to see sort of, like, Steven's bits filled in from the first episode, and I want to see Mark's bits filled in from the third episode. I want to see.
You would
want to
see Mark's bits.
Look.
You want to see Oscar Isaac
I
want to
see Oscar Isaac Fitz, all right? Google.
So yeah, Mogart is credited as Midnight Man.
Oh, okay.
Who's just supposed to be a random ass, like, opposite of Moon Knight. But considering that actor is dead, they did film any Midnight Man stuff for this, which I doubt they did. It's not going to go anywhere.
But you know what we will get? Blade, starting the Midnight Suns. That's it. End of the episode.
No, I was going somewhere else. I completely forgot. So, obviously, we're going to get Khonshu back, too. That's going to happen. Because now Mark doesn't have powers.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Mark wouldn't have powers. It comes from Khonshu. So, yeah. Khonshu's gone.
So, when we first go into the pyramid for the first, like, council, there's, like, shelving on the side with tons of stone statues. So they've done it multiple times.
Well, and so, okay, so I wonder what Mark would have to do then to free him, because obviously it's something.
Probably just break it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I was like, it's something that Khonshu knows Mark can do, so.
That's what I was going to talk about. So, magic. What color is Doctor Strange's magic?
Orange.
What color is Loki's magic?
Green.
What color is Wanda's magic?
Red. What color
what
is
Agatha Harkness's magic?
Purple.
Kind of like
Arthur
Dormammu's magic.
Purple. Kind of like Arthur Harrow, which is purple. I kind of suspected the same thing too. That's like an interesting correlation between the three. That like it's all dark dimension. Magic. Yeah. I think that's likely to happen.
Bazzy sons of Toga. Because he said it's imbued with the power of Amit. So that's just further clarifying that Amit is evil and is fucking entombed for a reason.
Yeah. So, this is something I wanted to talk about. Why is Arthur Harrow so set on releasing Amit if he was originally...
He's her avatar.
I was going to say if he's originally Khonshu's avatar. Okay, yeah, that makes sense then. Yeah.
But, yeah, I want to explore, because obviously if we get a point where Khonshu chooses Mark, we're going to also see Harrow no longer be Khonshu's avatar.
Yeah.
Because that would happen, I would assume, at the same time.
Right.
And he's brought it up enough to where...
He knows.
It seems relevant.
Yeah. So what if they were both at the excavation site? Just out of...
If I'm
out
saying,
of
like... I can see the next episode being an explain... like, fill-in-the-gaps type episode, because now, their objective, like, they're in Egypt, they have to get to Amit's tomb, they know where Amit's tomb is, because they have the coordinates, and they know that they need to free Khonshu. So, next episode, filler, episode 5, free Khonshu, episode 6, final battle.
Alright, so let me hit you with this. So, the origin story, alright? Excavation site, Khonshu is in Arthur. The excavators, the archaeologists, this whole team are needed. They know of some artifact, the scarab. Khonshu knows the scarab leads to Amit, but he's gonna try and stop him. Arthur, Moon Knighted up, kills Layla's father, and somehow Mark gets caught in some kind of disaster of the excavation site in a fight.
I'm pretty sure actual comic stuff is like other men as part of the excavation did it.
Alright, we'll just squash my dreams about that. I'll just shut up. I thought I had a pretty good idea that really ties Arthur in as Mark's foil.
I mean, yeah, I get it. It's just at some point,
yeah,
Khonshu chooses Mark over Harrow.
Right, right.
So there has to be something Harrow does to make Khonshu mad at him.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I didn't have that fully worked out yet. So, but, because basically what I was getting at would be at that point then, Khonshu leaves Arthur, so it's like this broken person, Amit, is like, okay, hey, I can take this guy over, get him to release me. He's already broken and beaten and betrayed, so that would be just like that same moment, one god leaves, another comes in. So then we get the two foils of each other.
Yeah, my official documented theory is next week, filler, episode 5, free Khonshu,
yep.
Episode 6. Well, end of episode 5, meet up.
Yeah.
Or, like, show, like, Ahmed's gonna get released. Mm-hmm. And then episode 6,
the
battle.
Fight and recapture. Yeah, that's pretty typical. That's pretty predictable for a Disney Plus show at this point. That's a safe bet.
My favorite show. I love it.
It's really good. Like, it's... I don't know. So I feel like some of them have felt a little forced with the comedy, with the Disney Marvel comedy. It's like, that's not great. Like, that's not too funny. This one just feels more natural of like, okay, yeah, it's a dude with dissociative personality disorder.
Because you don't like women or people of color.
Nope.
You had a problem with Wanda. You had a problem with
Lady
Loki.
I don't. Wanda Vision is actually like my second favorite
Sam
show.
Wilson.
And actually, the one show I have the problem with is a white dude running around New York.
Wow.
Anyway.
So Trey has a problem with white people.
That's a problem.
Gaslight your friends. Gaslighting's fun.
Gaslighting is fun. Check out our merch at carcrashproductions.store. That's Crash with a K. And I'm Steven with a V. Thank you, Will, for the resub of 9 months.
Yeah, I don't know. That's really all I have.
Yeah, that's all I have, too.
Because the episodes are very straightforward. And, yeah, I don't know. I do agree with you that I don't think introducing Jake Longley would be good, but...
It does make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so like, it's like, it wouldn't seem, it wouldn't be like they're introducing it sort of out of the blue. So obviously we've got the fights now. It's like, whoever this third personality is even more unhinged than Mark. We've seen the whole dating thing. So it's like, what's his end goal there? I don't know, but he did it. It's not Mark that did that.
And it'd just be really funny to get Mark and Steven interacting while Jake's in control.
Yeah.
Like through reflections.
Yeah.
Because honestly, the one shot I really liked at the end of episode 2 when it shows that Mark is in Egypt, Amir gets uncovered and we see Steven sitting on the edge of the bed because then Mark's on the ground.
Yeah.
And I think that was kind of cool.
All right.
Yeah, I'm spent.
Too many sun chips.
They were really good. I only stopped because I'm on camera.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for watching. That's been this episode, episodes 2 and 3 of Moon Knight. And we will be back next Thursday or Friday.
To show you our Moon Knight.
Yeah, to show you our Oscar Isaac bits.
To show you my Midnight Man.
To show you Khonshu. And we're out. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Good night.